This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alice Alvey. Alice is here, CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home, and she's got our legislative update. Alice, so good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here, Dave. And, you know, listening to Matt's report, it's great that he has that calm voice as he talks about all that market fluctuation. You don't want anybody that's overly excited like you and I. You want that calm demeanor, right? And then now I think he came up with like Les Parker's next bit, because you guys keep talking about don't fear the taper. And all I could think of was don't fear the reaper, the Blue Oyster Cult song. Anyway, so, well, my update, a little granular on some agency stuff. So first of all, FHA does have their revised handbook on the drafting table. What I love about what they do now is now they highlight all the words that they've changed. Mm-hmm. It used to be, you know, we would all sit down and have the two books open side by side in the old paper world and have to go figure out, all right, did they add a comma that completely changed the meaning of something? So in this 4,000, there aren't a ton of changes, but a few little things that some lenders were doing because they may have gotten answers from FHA and others weren't. So they cleaned up a couple of things. One that they are highlighting is that you don't need to verify 12 months of payments on time for a contingent liability as the result of a divorce. So I love when we don't have to get extra paperwork. You don't need an access letter for a joint account. Let's see. And then there's some information in there that's really just trying to loop in third-party responsibilities on appraiser independence, and then adding the verbiage for their new FHA Catalyst system for the appraisal portal that'll be rolling out in March of 2022. So not anything super earth-shattering with the new 4,000, but a few tips and tricks here and there that'll originators love, I think. The other update I have is just Ginnie Mae issued an all participants memo, an APM, clarifying the seasoning requirements on VAs and how it would apply if you are refinancing a modification. So the way it was worded in Chapter 24 of their guide, it was a little kind of mixed up whether you were talking about a modification itself, you know, of a loan that you have in servicing that you're pulling out of a pool and putting back in perhaps, or you're actually a lender like us, maybe we've got some other lender's loan and we're refinancing that loan and the borrower is in a modification or the loan has been modified. They're getting some clarification out around that. And I just want to give lenders a heads up that, and actually our special guest, Penny Mack, I noticed they had some clarification too in their guide that was very helpful online. You know, that this has been around. I think some lenders are feeling, is this new guidance? Is this old guidance? You could see enough of the good shops out there had it already in place. And so just a heads up to companies, you want to take a look at this right away. Make sure you've got some systems in place to catch that VA loan. You are refinancing a modification. If you miss this, you have some challenges. And modifications aren't there with flashing red lights in a loan file. You've got to dig for red flags and sometimes go the extra mile. So just a heads up from lenders that right now, you know, it does appear, even with the heading of the memo, that Ginnie Mae's calling this a clarification. So that, which means your pipeline has to already be in compliance with this. The other quick thing I'll let you know is just don't forget to catch up on Fannie and Freddie's changes for condos as a result of that structural collapse that was so devastating in Florida. They now have some extra requirements in place that everyone's going to have to make sure they're on top of. You know, you think of the liability that goes beyond just the building and the mortgage, but the liability for the project of the people who are around there and are secondarily impacted. So it's a really big deal. And as lenders, it's a new territory to tread to make sure the appraisers are giving you complete information and the Homeowners Association also on any litigation pending and any possible structural defects. So make sure you're talking to your teams about that and getting them all up to speed. There shouldn't be any surprises on that one. Everybody should be, yep, we're on board. We don't want to lend on that project either. So that's my update to you, Dave, and back to the show.
Anyway, so good. Excellent. I mean, there's some great stuff in there. That condo story, I was wondering at what point it's going to have ramifications from that, because, well, first of all, I thought of the lives that are lost. But you start looking at how do we go back to something that was built so many years ago and the structural defects. What is going to be required out of that? But really important that we look at it. So good job. Thanks for highlighting that. One of the questions that just came in from one of our listeners, and it also echoes Bobby Nicely over there, who's one of our faithful listeners. But how are you guys responding, or what are you hearing lenders responding to this latest announcement?
You know, I don't have any insider information that I, you know, right now at all. I think at the end of the day, we're just going to have to wait and see what the feedback messages come out to be. Yep. You know, it'll be that you get the feedback message that says it's eligible for the 2055. I think there is a lot of pressure on Fannie and Freddie to offer some relief to the extent that we know they are very capable of in this industry. The pressure has to be on them to say, look, we are struggling to get appraisals. You have data. Let us leverage the data. And this is a borrower benefit. It's not us trying to take a shortcut. Your loan is still properly secured. We don't know how much of this we'll see. And once it rolls out, we'll be able to share more. But yeah, that was quite the big scoop of information without a lot of detail that happened at the MBA.
I think one of the things that the two big bottlenecks, you look at the process, Allison, you with the training in Union Home is so progressive. I think that's why so many people look at what is Union Home doing on that front. But when you look at where is this going, what are the two bottlenecks? Appraisals and title. And that, if there's new things developing in title that are really interesting, we're going to get some companies coming on the podcast to hopefully address more. But lots coming down, but there's initiatives underway.
I promise I will share once I hear something, but as of now, I don't have.
Well, I've been calling around too. I'm not hearing anything other than, well, we're looking at it and we're going to go back and use what the old option was and work with that until it comes forward. But I mean, they're launching it. It is not back yet. So what do you do with that? Well, we'll find out what PennyMac might be doing. Alice, thank you so much. You are beloved, and the content that you bring out is always so meaningful. Thank you so much for adding to the value of this podcast, Alice. We truly love you and appreciate you. Say hi to an amazing husband of yours, Andy.
I will. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Folks, so good to have you be with us. Next week, we've got some exciting topics coming up. Very excited about continuing the topic on how do you connect with people. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, the MBA, Mortgage Bankers Association, Mobility, the MMI, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.